As COVID-19 edges downward, will the amount of remote workers decline? We examine what will be the new workplace norm. Compare the findings below with those in our August 2021 post. What is next for remote work? From Morning Consult, what will be the new workplace norm? Earlier in 2022, Morning Consult examined the new normal for the workplace. In doing so, it surveyed 6,000 U.S. adults with regard to their priorities, work preferences, and lifestyles. This report provides insights for leaders across industries. Note, a free login is required to access the report. According to Morning Consult, enthusiasm over a physical return to work has abated. The current employee market means workers have an emboldened sense of choice and control over where and how they work. The Great Resignation is actually a great reprioritization. Instead of accepting what they can't change, workers are changing what they can no longer accept. Meet the five types of new workers in our new normal and what drives them. The importance of competitive pay, work-life balance, and a diverse leadership team varies across the five types of workers. Below, we highlight two charts from the report. The first chart indicates the five most important takeaways from the report. Each of the takeaways is discussed in the full report from Morning Consult. The second chart enumerates five types of workers represented in the new normal. In the chart, Morning Consult describes what defines them, who they are, and their attitudes toward work. The differences among the five types are substantial. Morning Consult ran a cluster analysis that netted five distinct groups of workers in the new normal. Minimalists, transactionalists, aspirationalists, traditionalists, and lifestylists. We chose a cluster analysis because it is a rigorous and useful tool for grouping workers. Not only based on demographics, but also according to their attitudes and other factors that would not be obvious otherwise. We decided against taking a traditional approach to segmenting workers. Because people have fundamentally changed since the inception of the pandemic. No one is the same as they were heading into it. With workers being no exception.